Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. You were away, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you. You know I'm gonna be like you.
Oh, man. You're a bad man, Hollywood.
You guys keep talking about it during the break. One of you is playing it on your computer.
You're a bad man. You guys are bad, bad guys.
I was just singing it around the house.
To every guy out there that deals with how much do you work? Everybody needs the money, and you can do stuff for vacations.
Maybe that's your dad.
Yeah, you need to
answer
get that.
All that stuff. And
what if it's your dad? Answer it.
Yeah, can you please answer that? Hey, I'll pause the music. Hang on.
No, I got it. It was kid school.
Actually, I could tell it was kid school. So.
Oh.
But
you don't think that's important?
No, not during the show.
It's important enough to not turn the ringer off.
I don't know how to do that, Woody.
I would do that. Don't you think the ringer would have been off at this point if he knew how to do it?
I'm sorry I bothered you so much, jackass. You're just sitting here talking about it, man.
I love it.
Very, very, very serious thing, man.
Maybe they have like a printed instruction booklet with your landline phone.
Maybe I just get rid of this damn line would make
just
a lot
rip
more
it out
sense.
Of the wall. Right.
By the way, everybody has it. I thought it was a private line, and I've been like, I've got both sides of the parties just attacking on this phone. I've heard from celebrities and, hey, making sure you're voting. All that stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. You getting calls late in the evening, by the way, from these people?
Morning, noon, and night.
Right.
The emails, they get everything. Like, yeah. Anybody think you like something's private? No, they get everything. Everything. The worst thing you could say right now is I'm registered as an independent. That's the worst thing you could
come
do.
Right after you, right?
They called me last night at like 8:30, and I told them if they called again, I would vote for the other guy. So to take me off their list, I don't know. See if it works.
That doesn't work.
How'd that work out, right?
That's not.
They're going to call you back today. Don't worry.
I mean, they call every night. I don't know what else to do. I'll tell a guy like, hey, do you mind if I call you at home while you're trying to relax?
So, hey, guys, I want to say this, and the damn phone went off before, but You go through that thing. There's a lot of guys out there. You work your ass off. You work all these hours. You miss a lot of stuff with the kids, a lot, including football season. You miss a lot of weekend stuff, and you travel with NBC stuff, and you're going to the finals, and you're gone for
sounds
up
like
to a
personal
week.
Story.
Yeah. So all that stuff. You're gone and all that stuff. And you're like, hey, how'd you do today? Oh, Dad, I had a great game. Oh, that was a dance. Oh, it was great. I wish you could have been there. Yeah, I'm so sorry, I missed it. So, you know, and you're thinking, oh man, and the mom's, oh, it's okay. You know, you couldn't be there. You know, you got to work. And okay, you know, the mom, they try to make you feel better most of the time, and. And then all these years later, they do the same stuff to you, man. And it's like, damn. Hey, you want to go?
I'm going to be like you, Dad.
It was so bad the other day. My daughter came home and I go, oh, you're home from school. Like, hey, you got a little time. Let's go grab lunch. Just one-on-one. We haven't done that. So, oh, I'd love to, but I'm going down the Keys with my friend like right away. But I just wanted to, you know, stop by and say hello. But she's picking me up in just a few minutes. But maybe we can do it another time. I go, okay. Call your son. Hey, you coming in town? Yeah, I'm going to be in town. Oh, man. Dad, I'm working. I got a bunch of meetings. How about next time? Next time I come to town, I'll make sure.
Next time.
You know, that damn song, man. That damn song is for all you guys that missed all that stuff with those kids growing up, man. This
text
one
just came in. Getting old sucks. Another one says that song kills me. Danny's such a douche.
Yeah, he does that on purpose, by the way. Don't worry. Woody knows all the strings to pull, man. He nobody pulls him on the big dummy puppet here better than Woody has done. There's no
he's perfected it, no doubt.
Yeah, he's gotten very, very good. By the way, how
it's not, I mean,
was,
it's not hard to get under your skin, Joe.
Yeah.
Been living there rent free for a while now through this pandemic.
That's a good point.
By the way, though, I mean, the funny thing is, like, I see my kid for like 10 hours a day now. Because of this pandemic
complete
thing,
complete
so
opposite
like,
with Hollywood.
I mean, I like him. He's a good guy at age three, but you know, he doesn't ever want to go out of the house and just like get out and relax on his own.
No. You guys are good. Let's trust me.
Right.
Like he never goes to me. Hey, you know, I'm gonna go in my room for a few hours and just relax, just do my thing. Like he never comes in and says that to me.
You guys got working wives, and so you're there. You've been there, and you guys are doing great. You are. It's just
I hide in the garage, by the way. You don't
now
have
you had right. that divorce thing where the kids, oh, I'd like to spend time, Dad, but I gotta go see Mom today. Maybe we can do it another time. Nah, Dad, you take things better when we don't see you. We're gonna go see Mom. Okay.
Right,
okay. Right. Yeah.
Someday I'm gonna be like you, Joe.
I'm not gonna play that song anymore. It's just starting to get depressing.
You should see the text coming in from people. Oh my God!
Read them to us, Zach. Read them.
That song was like a fart at church. Please stop playing it. You guys bleep me up with that Cats in the Cradle talk. What the bleep?
Yeah.
Vic Bermudez texted me and said, "Stop playing that song." Like you have struck a nerve with a lot of dudes out there today.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Real kick in the you know what. Can we get back to lighter topics?
I'm sorry. It was a shot at me, folks, not you guys. If you guys have dealt with
Joe is right. Before you know it, the kids are grown up and gone. My kids are doing this to me right now. It sucks.
Oh, I just want to tell you, when you're sitting there on a Friday night and your daughter and the wife go out and you're sitting there watching games, eating anything left in the refrigerator. And you try to call, and they're, oh, God, we're going out tonight. I'm so sorry. Hey, how about calling tomorrow? Hey, give me a call tomorrow. I have a little time to talk. I go, okay, yeah. God, I think of that damn song, man, that one damn song.
I used to love that song. Hollywood's ruining it for me because I'm living through it now. Don't worry, Wood, before you know it, you're going to college.
Hey, I just say this to all guys out there. I'm the president of the club, so don't ever feel bad. We can always match stories, you know. Then you always go, this is the way you justify it. Well, you know what? As long as the kids are doing well and happy, that's all that really matters. Right. You go, that's a bunch of bull crap,
right,
man.
Right, right.
But it always sounds good. Like, well, you know, I mean, they didn't want me there, but that's okay. You know what? As long as they're happy and where they are and who they're with, that's all that matters. And then you go in the other room going, man, I'm trying to buy this crap that I'm selling to myself. No way. Hey,
you guys know what year that song came out, by the way?
I'm going to say the 70s.
Got to be the 70s.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, Joe was in his 40s by then, so he would remember. But yeah, that was 1974.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only song, by the way. That song has nothing to do with me going out to buy it. Like, every time I hear it, it's like I turn it off. That and Butterfly Kisses. That friggin' song. Look at Zach's just dying back there. Hey, anyway, yeah, all those sad like kid songs, man. They're just like, oh crap. Oh,
God.
You guys, if you guys need me, I'm gonna be working on music here. So
hey, no. You need to stop.
Let's see if we can really get Joe to crack this morning.
So did you guys watch more CBS or more ESPN on the Monday night doubleheader? CBS got the early game with the Patriots and Chiefs, and then we got to see the Aaron Rodgers show at 8:50 last night against Atlanta. 1-4-0, 1-0-4. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Patrick Mahomes, no matter who they're playing.
That's the show, Joe. I mean, it doesn't matter who they're playing. If Kansas City's on, I don't care if there's doubleheader or not. You're watching Pat Mahomes.
So I just want to ask everybody out there this question, and you guys too. Like Zach, you don't have to say that unless you really mean it. But
no, I do. For me, I mean, both games last night. What did you watch more?
No. I watched the whole thing, but I'm just saying in general, like watching Patrick Mahomes play in any sport, that for me, besides all the local games, just in general. He just makes throws and does things, and it's maybe it's part of it's the offense they have. It's fun. And you know how many points he can score real quick. He by far right now is the one athlete that I enjoy watching because I think he just throws it a little bit more special, backing up. I mean, he can drop back 10, 15 yards. He doesn't care. Because he's got his arms just ridiculously strong. He's the one guy. Is he the one guy for both you guys out there? If you're just watching one game and then you hear Kansas City Chiefs, you're going, I got to watch Mahomes just to see, especially against a really good Patriots defense. And he didn't throw for 400 last night, and he didn't throw for 5 touchdowns.
No, he had an average game, 236 and 2 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'll tell you what, Mahomes is one of those guys. I honestly think that if Mahomes is on one channel and Lamar Jackson was on the other, I'd probably watch Lamar.
I mean, that's fine. I just don't – listen, it's nothing against Lamar.
Right.
Because Lamar's a much better runner, but Lamar can't throw the ball.
No, not like Patrick. No,
cannot.
I know that.
Cannot. And some you could say, well, he didn't have the wide receivers. I mean, that Baltimore offense is built around running backs and tight ends. It just doesn't seem to be as much with his wide receivers. But, yeah, and then that 50-yard run he does again the other day. Right.
That's what you're going to get out of him. Pat Mahomes is liable to throw over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, to me, is more like watching a video game.
And then last night was about as bad as I've ever seen Julian Edelman, who dropped 3 balls, had one go right somewhere between his hands and his face mask on a routine throw on the line of scrimmage, and it went right through his hands for a pick 6. He just looked – they were showing him, excuse me. He looked lost last night. He looked like he wasn't even into the game, Zach. Did you see his show?
Yes, he looked off. He has looked a little bit like that lately. And I think the stat that they showed last night was that he led the NFL, I believe, in drops last year. I think he had 13 drops.
I didn't know that.
I think he had 13 drops last year. I think that's what I'm looking at. 8 the year before that. But 13 drops. And then last night, that one that fell into Tyrann Mathieu's hands that he returned for a touchdown, that was more like the guy just wasn't paying attention. Because that went right through his hands. That's not like one that, you know, bounced off his hands or bounced straight up in the air. That looked like it just went through his hands into Tyrann Mathieu's hands. It ran that back.
It was just such a basic catch. It was just...
Right, yeah, that's it.
It was just really, really weird drop. I mean, guys drop the ball all the time. It was just a strange one. So anyway, we got a big week, big games tonight. Marlins, 2 o'clock today. Tonight, the Miami Heat, game 4. With a chance to actually even up this series, as crazy as it sounds, a chance to even up the series. Bam Adebayo expected back tonight. 9 o'clock start on ABC. And I'll tell you what, if they somehow, some way, win this game tonight and beat a really motivated, I mean, listen, the Lakers, LeBron and his sidekick got ripped yesterday. Got ripped. All those people that were putting up the pictures of Kobe and Shaq last night. They turned on AD so quickly about disappearing act. It's embarrassing. We didn't even know you're out there. You get a little foul trouble and you fall apart and all that stuff. If somehow the Miami Heat win this game and it goes 2-2 tonight and it's now a best of 3, you can throw out all the odds because it's a best of 3 and the Lakers are going to have some demons. They can say, we're not worried. And I heard LeBron, well, we're not worried. We're going to bounce back and all that stuff. There are going to be some demons tonight if they lose that game. If somehow the Heat win this game with Bam coming back and they get hot shooting the basketball and they can win this game, they have a chance. Like, this is no make believe. They have a chance to win this series if this thing's a 2-2. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I promise I'm done to everybody out there. I'm done. I hope you're done, Woody, since I'm not controlling music with that.
I got a feeling it's not over yet.
No, it's just not. Okay. So we made everybody feel, a little. The Jewish and Catholic guilt was out today. So we can stop now and we can move on here. And we got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, Brady Quinn, who NFL on Fox had the game with the Dolphins in Seattle, going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Ron Rothstein is going to join us. We're going to talk some to the former head coach. We're going to talk to him about breaking down and what he expects tonight as we get set for that game. That's going to be fun, man. Going to have to drink some coffee tonight to stay awake, see that, or catch it in the morning. And I may have to just stay up and watch it. Right now, though, we got a lot more stuff that we want to get to here this morning. Hey, listen, we've been talking about a lot of great things that are going on here, but I do want to tell you, when it comes to your South Florida Chevy dealers, listen, the products are fantastic. We've been telling you about the great deals going on right now, and they are going on, folks. The Chevy Open Road Sale event is big, big savings. I want you to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer. If you're in the market right now, your lease is up, or you just want a fresh look, you just worn out what you have, or you just don't fit, the family's outgrown whatever you have. Listen, your South Florida Chevy dealers are on target right now with new cars, trucks, and SUVs. It is so much fun. If you get a chance, the 2021 Tahoes are spectacular. The Silverado trucks, man, if we don't make a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle, nobody does. Really, I mean that. And then you look around and you start talking about our midsize SUVs like the 2020 Traverse, which is really, it's a midsize SUV, but it still gives you the space like a Tahoe. Gives you that kind of space, and yet it doesn't take away from any of that great style and great look that it has, which is so important. Listen, man, nobody wants to drive around something that's ugly. You want to make sure you're comfortable and you got something you can be proud of. And I'll tell you, that Traverse has got it. The Equinox SUV and that Chevy Blazer midsize SUV and our smaller SUV are fantastic. You got to go down there and see what's going on. 2020, I'd say, is the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet. And with a great deal behind it, all you need to do is go down and take a test drive and sit down and get a really comfortable price that you can afford every month. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer, convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
I checked all the boxes from a medical standpoint. He has. I think we just look. I mean, the honest thing for me is, if it was my kid and he had a serious injury like that, I wouldn't want his coach to be in a rush to throw him in there because of media pressure or anything like that. So that's kind of how I approach this situation and really all situations with the players. They, essentially they are my kids. So, there's no one's going to pressure me into doing anything. When we feel like he's ready to go, we'll put him in.
All right. That was Coach Flores talking about Tua. Had to know it was coming, man. It's coming every week, especially when the starting quarterback doesn't play well. Team now 1-3. Fitzy's numbers, 4 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. And talking about Tua's health, who's the backup quarterback, which, I mean, it's kind of hard to be the backup quarterback in the NFL the way they drop. And say, I don't know if he's ready to play. Like, well, he's going to be ready to play if he gets hurt. So we're not sure. Anyway, I hope Coach Flores, I don't think he talks to the media today on their day off. I think he gets a day off too. But tomorrow when they return to practice, I'd really like him to try to explain that one again. I don't know if Matt Taylor talks to him about all that stuff, but it just kind of I mean, are you saying he's injured? Then why is he the backup quarterback?
Right.
If he's not ready, okay. But the injury bug one, 10 and a half months. Now, we talked about this before. The people, I mean, like, we had people say, hey, maybe just have him sit out all year and Josh Rosen let him be the backup quarterback and get this guy healthy. Well, that's not going to happen. And you really don't have a backup quarterback. You sign some other guy, sometimes two, but so that was just a strange one. I don't know if we have anything coming in on 305-567-0560, but that was Coach Flores at a press conference saying he's not going to get pressured by the media. You're not getting pressure, but you're going to get asked about it. And, yeah, those guys are also going to say they would like him to start, which is very fair. I mean, it's very fair to say, write an article. I think I'd like to see him play, too.
Right. Well, there's a lot of text coming in here, by the way, 305-567-0560, especially on the Tua stuff. Joe, it's time to take the floaties off and push Tua into the deep end of the pool. He needs to start swimming. It's about that time. No more grab ass. It's Tua time. I want Tua in sooner than later because Trevor's lurking out there in 2021, and we need to know if Tua is the guy or not.
By the way, that's fair, too.
Right, that's a good point.
That's a fair one.
What do you mean that's fair, though? Like, just to go back on that for a second, what do you mean that's fair? Like, they're not going to draft Trevor if Tua has a bad year.
So if Tua gets injured or just can't play and you're going, ooh, I don't know.
With this team and that kind of sample size, you'd try to jump up and get that guy?
Well, I mean, it just depends. What if Houston or the Dolphins end up getting the number one pick? How do you pass up on Trevor Lawrence if you have the number one pick?
Well, I'll tell you what, and if not, you're going to get offered a whole
King's
lot more
ransom.
Of that guy.
Right, right.
Can you imagine what people are going to be offering? You thought the Tunsil pick, what you got for him was a lot. Can you imagine what somebody's going to give you? I'll bet you a third of the league right now is trying to figure out a way to get that guy the Miami Hurricanes are going to play this Saturday night. I can't wait to see it, man.
It's going to be fun.
I mean,
it's
going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see what, first of all, how they match up physically, because let's face it, Clemson recruits right there at the top nationally with everybody. Right there. I mean, they're not just recruiting in South Carolina. They're recruiting South Florida all the way to California. They're getting players. So I want to see what it looks like, man. I want to see the game plan, how we match up. Are we going to have a good pass rush against that offensive line? All your guys you think are pretty good, man. This will be the one to really tell.
Well, here's your test, Joe, Saturday night.
Yeah,
this Hurricanes
right there.
Team.
This is
–
you want to take
the country.
A big step up. This is number one team.
Right.
In reality, they're one or two for sure. So
play
Adam
Gase,
by the way, seems to have that figured out, by how to get that first pick.
I don't know.
Adam Gase seems to have
Joe
cracked
Judge.
The code, man. That team is so bad.
So is that Giants team.
They are, but that Jets team is just on another level.
Right.
So you think, they got young, high-pick guys.
We're talking about the same thing here.
Are they going to Josh Rosen? Are they going to Josh Rosen those guys? Those guys are 22 and 23 years old, I think.
You just talked about doing it here.
Yeah, but like,
by the way, I mean, we're talking about Trevor. Like, Tua hasn't even played yet.
Right.
That's a frustrating conversation to have.
No,
today.
But the guy just said, and there's a lot of people thinking of Woody. Like, yeah, I want Tua to see. I want to play.
Well, the guy's text was, I want to see Tua in sooner rather than later because Trevor's lurking. And that's a good point. Because if we wait till week 12, 13, 14, or don't play him at all, and all of a sudden you're up there with a high draft pick, and you maybe have the opportunity for Trevor Lawrence, what do you do?
Yeah, man,
but if Tua doesn't play well and you draft Trevor, I mean, Tua's done here. That's it.
That would be
a wasted pick.
First of all, it's a long, long shot that this what we're talking about. Like, I agree. Let's let him play a while and see. Let him go through his little growing pains that he's going to go through, and let's roll it at some point here. Then we won't have to have this. But if you don't think there's a whole bunch of NFL teams right now talking about that guy, that big, tall, fast, big arm, accurate, has played in more friggin' big games than anybody, including Tua.
What about the Giants right now? Right now they hold the number one pick. You don't think they would take Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. Six overall pick?
I know, but you're talking about six for the Giants. Sam Darnold was a fifth pick, right, or fourth pick. Tua was the fifth pick.
Is there just a chance the organization say, you know what, we just don't have enough talent around these two guys, and it's not their fault?
Maybe, sure.
And let's take – I mean, if you're sitting there with that guy, you can hold somebody. You can get a lot of good players – You could take care of, you can overhaul your team real quickly when a guy out there, I don't, if
but
you
what's
think
the he, quickest way to overhaul your team, Joe? In your years of watching and covering the NFL, the quickest way to overhaul your team is to get a good quarterback. And if Trevor Lawrence is the real deal, which we all think he has been since what? He's 18 years old and he won the national championship. If you're the Giants, if you're the Jets, if you're the Dolphins, and the two experiment just didn't work for this year one.
I don't know though, Zach. He's got to play. I mean,
I know,
God,
but
now you're doing it. Like he's got to play some.
I understand.
We're already
that.
Like, it's, what are you giving up on Tua? Just this thing. Like at least we've seen the two guys in New York and play.
That's why you need to see Tua play. For this exact reason. For this exact reason we're talking about
right now. The guy's a fifth overall pick. I'm hoping that Coach Flores and Mr. Greer were right on this one. Yep. I hope. Hey, listen, we're going to ask all the same stuff to Brady Quinn. He's going to join us coming up in a couple minutes. I'm really curious to hear what he has to say about the Trevor train as well as this whole thing. He got to see it up close. He was on the call on Fox, on our Fox game with Seattle. So we'll have that coming up in just a moment. Zach, you got anything for me this morning?
I do. I want to tell you about Diamonds Direct, my friends at Diamonds Direct, and all the great things they're doing there and what the future of jewelry shopping looks like. It looks like Diamonds Direct, a massive selection, no middleman, direct importer price, the most luxurious showroom you have ever seen. They're changing the way people are buying diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. They are doing it right there. They're in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Prepare to be blown away if you have not seen, by the way, this massive, massive store and this unbelievable selection of jewelry they have. Their lowest prices on diamonds in the entire state. Remember, these folks used to be diamond wholesalers. Now they're selling directly to the public. Every size diamond, every shape diamond available, from 1 carat to 20 carat stones, highest possible quality. All diamonds are certified by the GIA, all excellent cut grades. Only the best diamonds you're going to see there are at Diamonds Direct. Plus, how about this? Case after case of diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, eternity bands, colored gemstone jewelry, exquisite designer, fashion jewelry. They have everything there. If you are shopping for a great piece of jewelry for that wife, for your aunt, for your mom, for your daughter, for you, it doesn't matter. They're going to have it there. They have up to 30 times the selection of your typical jewelry store. People are driving for hours to shop at this amazing store in Boca. The customer service, totally off the charts. Unbelievable people there. True diamond experts who educate you, guide you, and are going to help you with no pressure whatsoever. No phony pricing games. No outrageous markups like you have in other jewelry stores. Check them out in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. That's South Florida's only direct diamond importer. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it. All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to our friend Brady Quinn, who was on the call for the Miami Dolphins and Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. Good morning, Brady. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
All right, well, right now we are, you know, we're in this technologically savvy world doing shows from home at this point. And the second before I introduced you, I heard a zap. So Joe Rowe's probably not with us right this second. And I'm sure in about the next 10 or 15 seconds, you're going to hear someone in the background going, check, 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 check. That's going to be Joe Rowe. So there you go. Your disclaimer on if you hear something in the background, that's what it's going to be at this point. But let's get right to the game. We'll get to Joe, I'm sure, in a second here. Your thoughts coming out of that game on Sunday of the Dolphins offense with Ryan Fitzpatrick, because obviously, you know, especially down here in South Florida at times as well, the Tua stuff in the background just gets heavier and heavier every time they either lose a game or Fitz doesn't have the greatest game. But first, your thoughts on Ryan and this offense on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously tough because you hear a lot of that conversation on the outside. But if you go back to week two and how close that game was versus Buffalo, you know, he threw for the most yards he'd passed for this season. And then to follow it up in a short week in Thursday Night Football, had one of his most efficient performances of his career, and they get a win. So, you know, I kind of go back, and I was actually watching back over that game, looking at some things for each team yesterday. And one of the things I kind of came away with is, look, he's the type of quarterback that's going to take chances, and obviously he took chances in that game, and there's going to be some downside with that. There's going to be some interceptions. But at the same time, you know, he's going to give you the opportunity to stay in a game or come back from a game because of that, especially when you have playmakers like Devontae Parker and Isaiah Ford, who's been a nice slot option for them, and Preston Williams and Mike Gesicki and Durham Smythe, and all the rest of the pieces that they have on offense. Jakeem Grant, who's kind of emerging now too as a wide receiver, you know, he's going to help you, you know, keep you in games because of taking some of those chances. So, you know, their offense, I think right now is probably playing a little bit better than people realize. I mean, that was an offense that drove down the field at least on four straight drives and got field goals. I mean, it wasn't like they were struggling to move the football versus Seattle. They just were having a hard time capitalizing. So I don't know that it's so much how Ryan Fitzpatrick plays within the offense, because, you know, he could play well and they could lose, you know, another game or two, and they would want to make the switch because of outside pressure. It really comes down to how the organization, how head coach Brian Flores handles the outside pressure if they continue to lose, regardless of how Ryan Fitzpatrick's playing.
Perfect segue to what I wanted you to hear now, because this was Brian Flores yesterday. And of course, you know what first question in every media session for him is about, but this was Brian Flores yesterday in his day after press conference.
No, he's checked all the boxes from a medical standpoint. He has. I think we just look. I mean, the honest thing for me is, if it was my kid and he had a serious injury like that, I wouldn't want his coach to be in a rush to throw him in there because of media pressure or anything like that. So that's kind of how I approach this situation and really all situations with the players. They, you know, essentially they are my kids. So, you know, there's no one's going to pressure me into doing anything. When we feel like he's ready to go, we'll put him in.
All right. Got it. And that's the Tua stuff right there. Of course, he gets asked about that all the time. When you hear something like that from a quarterback, the whole not ready to play thing is one thing. The if he wasn't cleared is another. But that was a kind of weird soundbite by Brian Flores yesterday, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of what he's echoed, you know, to me in our conversations before the game. And then talk with offensive coordinator Chan Gailey. I mean, they feel comfortable and obviously confident in him going in as a backup. You know, he's been active as that backup. So, you know, clearly it's not the physical standpoint. I just think it's more about the mental aspect of it. And in contrast or in comparison to what you have in Ryan Fitzpatrick, you've got a guy who's played in the system. He's been around all these guys he's throwing to as well. And he's just light years ahead of where Tua is, just from a mental standpoint, how he sees this game and probably with what Chan Gailey can do within this offense. And so that's the biggest difference. You know, when talking to Chan Gailey before the game, he said, look, this guy missed basically 6 months of preparation out on a field between OTAs and minicamp and, you know, having the chance to work with these guys more frequently or more in a, you know, team type setting. He goes, and that's obviously the difficulty for any rookie who's going through it right now, but in particular a quarterback. And then you throw in the fact that he obviously was rehabbing from an injury too, and he could be checked off, he could be 100%, but that doesn't mean during that off season, as he was preparing for training camp, that he was 100% and do everything that he would normally be able to do. So I think part of the hard part here is too, you've got Justin Herbert who's playing well and looks good so far, and also Joe Burrow who started since week one. That puts more pressure on him.
Well, guess what, Brady? I believe my partner in crime is back with us. The technology. Nope, he's gone again. We had him for a second. I was trying to surprise you with a little Joe Rose action, but that did not happen as well there. I will go back on this point with you. I think the fact, and fans are getting it more than anyone else, the fact that Justin Herbert was thrown in there and the fact that Joey Burrow's out there playing, there is a lot of pressure to see Tua because you're 1-3 now and you want to see what you have with that. And you kind of know what you have with Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though at the end of last season, 5-11, they actually played really well at the end. Joe, are you there? Joe, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Brady, I'm sorry about that. Man, I got zapped, man. I'm sorry about that.
No,
I couldn't get back.
No worries. No worries. It's COVID 2020. This is what we're all dealing with.
Right.
Well, listen, I might be back off there. I can't tell if I'm on or off. I'm struggling back here with the equipment. But if you can hear me, I guess the big thing is, when's the right time? You got to find out when's the right time to.
This is every day, by the way, Brady. This is every day.
Joe's in and out here at this point. Okay, so
one day he's going to figure it out.
Right. I'll reiterate his question. When is the right time? do you think, in your mind, watching this Dolphins team and knowing what's there with the fifth overall pick, to play Tua to see what he's got this season?
Well, it's a tough question to answer because I think it has to do more with, and I really got this sentiment from Brian Flores talking with him. You know, he wants to win. He wants to do whatever gives them the best chance to win every week. And I think the difficulty is, and I've been a part of teams where this has been the case, where, you know, when you put in a guy who the defense sees every day in scout team, and they look at it and they're like, nah, he's not ready. Or there's a stark difference between the two. You know, if you put him in there before he's ready, or, you know, because you feel this public pressure, you run the risk of losing some of those guys on defense, some of those guys in the locker room, because, you know, you're kind of sending a message that you're more concerned about the future than you are right now.
Right.
You know, and that's the tough part, is you got to be careful about how you go about doing it and when you decide to do it. And so if you're looking for like a soft spot in the schedule, you know, you don't have a bye until week 11. And so that becomes difficult. You know, sure. This week they obviously play the 49ers. I don't know that. And then after that, they've got to play Denver two weeks on the road, going up against defenses who have a pretty good pass rush. So I don't – and then Chargers after that. So I'm not sure this gets any easier to put Tua in and then hope that things go out and work well. So you either have to make the decision that, you know, we need to change something up because offensively we don't feel like we're doing enough, and I don't necessarily know if that's the case. Or they need to decide that they're out of the hunt for the playoffs. And let's not forget, there is that extra playoff spot this year.
Right, right.
So maybe some more teams are going to be patient with when they would make a change like this to let a young player play and look towards the future.
Yeah, if you could only hold out till, you know, week 10 when you play the Jets, then have a bye week, then you have the Jets again, that'd be a nice two-game stretch to get to his feet wet here in the NFL. Let's go back to Sunday a little bit. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Finn's defensive backs, they were just targeted a bunch. Even Xavien Howard was targeted a bunch in this game. The rookie was targeted. I mean, they just looked like they needed some help there in the defensive backfield. Your eyes on what that defense and especially the defensive backfield looked like for the Dolphins?
Well, you know, they've got some younger players in there, and I think Noah Igbinoghi is one that you look at the big completion to David Moore before the half. That's kind of a backbreaker just because it sets up a touchdown and it gives Seattle some momentum. And then towards the end of the game, you know, they rush to the line of scrimmage trying to catch them exchanging personnel. It just so happens that, you know, Russell finds David Moore again in the corner of the end zone versus Igbinoghi, you know, trying to kind of get the call and maybe get set and see what's happening. So, you know, those are the things that come along with, you know, trying to attack a young player and an experienced player and play it to your advantage. I thought Xavien Howard did a pretty heck of a good job for the most part, you know, matched up on DK Metcalf for a good portion of the game. And obviously he had a huge interception, you know, undercutting when they brought the all-out pressure, undercutting that route by Metcalf and picking off Russell Wilson in the end zone. Like, that was a huge stop, kind of a huge momentum changer to keep them in the game. So if once they get, you know, Byron Jones back, I think they're going to match up much more favorably. And this group will continue to improve. But honestly, I really felt like for a team that was taking on the most prolific passing offense the NFL had seen in the first 3 weeks, I mean, historic numbers, I thought they did a good enough job to keep them in the game. There was just, you know, a couple exceptions of some gaffes or some, you know, blown plays, and that, you know, it ends up being the difference in the game when you're playing against one of the best teams in the NFL.
Hey, Brady, really quick before we let you go, I just wanted to ask you about the Hurricanes and what you've seen from them so far this season under Rhett Lashley running that offense over there and De'Ara King at quarterback. They have a big game coming up this weekend against Clemson. I wonder if you give them any shot in that game, but have you been impressed with what you've seen so far?
I've been really impressed. You know, I think the change from Dan Enos to Rhett Lashley has been so big just for all the pieces there on offense, probably their own confidence too, you know, with the way I think Rhett Lashley coaches in comparison to Enos. And obviously De'Ara King, you can't understate how he makes up for some of the issues that, you know, I think up front they faced last year. And now when you've got a guy who can run around and move around like De'Ara King, it really limits how a team can rush the passer and what they want to do, because you can keep the football and break off a big run. But, you know, when you look at, you know, their backfield, they've got a stable of running backs that can hurt you in the rushing attack. You know, I love Brevin Jordan. I think he's up there next to Kyle Pitts as the best tight end in the country. So, you know, it's interesting to see how they've utilized him as a tight end, but also kind of in the slot. Mark Pope with the speed on the outside amongst the rest of the receivers. And Miami, you've got a ton of speed. So they've got a ton of weapons. this game's going to come down to De'Ara King making plays. I know that sounds somewhat obvious, but it's in part because you're going up against Brenton Venables. He's going to have a game plan. He's going to try to take away some of those pieces, and there's going to be some ugly plays that Rhett Lashley calls this week, and De'Ara King's just going to have to make an athletic play and make something happen. Like, that's what this game's going to come down to. And then on the flip side, like, you give the Canes a chance. You know, losing Greg Russo this season to opting out, but the way Jalen Phillips has played like an absolute animal, it's kind of disappointing because I wish they both would have been on the field at the same time. But, you know, at least seeing the progress of Jalen Phillips, who, you know, for a kid that started at UCLA, went through some issues, now really is playing and you know, the best football of his life. It's awesome to see him utilizing that talent. So I'm excited for this matchup. I think the Canes have a much better shot than people want to give them credit.
Well, we'd like to hear that here. 3 weeks out of four, they've been on College Game Day in that Saturday night game. It's been very interesting stuff there, and your stuff too on the West Coast. Brady, listen, we always appreciate your time. We know you're a busy, busy, busy man. Thank you very much. Sorry that Joe Rose has about the technology brain of you know, a two-year-old. So we don't know.
No, it's all right. No problem, guys. Have a great day. Hopefully,
you, Brady.
Hope you get Joe back at some point.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure we will. Thank you very much, Brady. As always. Thank you, Brady. Love you, guy. That's the best. That's Brady Quinn, one of our friends called the Dolphin and Seattle friend. Seattle game on Sunday. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe Joe Rose will be with us. Maybe not. You got to listen to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.